This week on It's So Bad, we dive into the depths of the Inferno to gather loot and vanquish the evil as we add Diablo to the endless list here on It's So Bad. Welcome, Encore. You're here.
I'm finally here.
You're doing it?
I'm doing it.
You made it.
I made it.
We did it.
It has been a while.
So you can subscribe to our playlist on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher, and all the places where podcasts are found. Google Podcasts, I believe it's not Google Play. It's Google Podcasts. But I guess they were having troubles with Google Podcasts recently.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
I thought you just got them on Play.
Yeah.
Or I have Podbean. That's what I use.
On okay.
That. Yeah.
Well, they have a Google Podcast was recently found to not be updating podcasts for like weeks.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird.
Huh.
Behind the scenes, inside baseball. Because everybody really wanted to know about podcasts. But we're adding this game to our endless list, which is a list of video games that currently goes from number one is our in our honor list is Super Mario 64 all the way down to what do we have here? Jurassic Park Trespasser is our number 66th game. We're adding our 67th game, and Encore is luckily enough to join us on our 69th episode.
Nice.
Of It's So Bad. But yes, the endless list is just a list of video games, of all video games. Could be good, could be bad, could be otherwise. We judge it on its merits, if it's good, if it's bad, if it holds up for its time period, its graphics, its sound, its contribution to the canon of video games. All of these things we consider as we add these games to our endless list. And yes, this week we are talking about the PC classic known as Diablo. And Encore, what's your history with this game?
So I played this game a very long time ago. I think it came out in 97, 98, something like that.
January of 1997.
Yeah, so I was still fairly young. I think I was only 8 years old. A little lad.
All right. A wee lad.
A wee lad. I thought you said I was being lad. My bad. That is a problem I
have. That's just a natural thing for me.
It really is. It really is. I was a wee lad, yes. I was 8 years old when this came out. I didn't actually play it. When it came out, I think I was a little too young at that point. Also didn't get too into to PC gaming until probably 10 or 11, actually. So I actually played Diablo 2 first. I think that came out two or three years after Diablo, the original. So I was about, I want to say 10 or 11. I picked that one up first, didn't realize the first one came out just 2 years before that. So I was like, oh, let me go back. I'll try it out.
It's not good.
It doesn't work like that. I was not too happy with it, to be honest. There were some cool things.
The jump between this game and Diablo 2 is probably more extreme than the jump that happened between Warcraft and Warcraft 2, because Warcraft was like really slow.
Yeah.
So I didn't play Diablo back in the day, but I did play Warcraft 2, the first one more so. I was into the Command & Conquer games, and then I switched over to check out Warcraft, and I thought when you selected units and it made different noises, like, stop poking me. That was the greatest thing back when I was like 10 years old. But then Warcraft 2 came out and it kind of like moved that genre a little bit further. But Diablo came out after that.
After Warcraft 2?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
So I believe Warcraft 2. Yes. It came out in 1995.
Wow.
Okay. Was when Warcraft 2 came out.
Warcraft 2 was awesome. I loved that game also.
Yes, Warcraft 2 was awesome. Yeah. I think StarCraft came out a year after this. I think StarCraft came out in 1998.
Okay. Oh, after Diablo. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
1998,
yeah.
How do you launch three ridiculous properties like that? within the same decade?
I mean, Warcraft 3 came out even in like, had to have been like 2000, 2001.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
And that was like the game that made MOBAs.
Yeah, yep.
Basically a genre. So they were like really hitting it out of the park. I mean, you had Diablo, then you had Diablo 2 in 99. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So what is this game? What is Diablo?
Diablo.
And when we say we I don't think we've even touched on the fact that this is a Blizzard Entertainment game. So Blizzard North made it. This was before the days of Activision Blizzard, but what is this game?
This game is, I'm not sure if it's the original, but that top-down kind of dungeon crawler, or that angled view dungeon crawler. I can't recall another game that came before it that was similar to this.
There are. It's more like, I would think they would be more towards the RPG end of the spectrum.
Okay.
But I think, yeah, there are definitely games like this. This is I think the difference between those games and this game is it's very clicky.
Yes.
So you have to click whenever you're attacking.
My APM was off the charts.
Do you still do that in like Diablo 2 and Diablo 3? Like just mash on the
So left? Diablo 3, not as much. Diablo 2, definitely. Yeah. I have worn mouses out playing that game. Yeah, the left click no longer works because it's such a loot frenzy at that point. That was the biggest thing. Like I still go back to the Diablo 2 skills of beating people for loot, even in Diablo 3 where it's essentially like instance out, each person gets their own loot. I'm running into the middle of a fight because I see a legendary drop, knowing that I'm the only one that can actually get it. Diablo 2 had that effect on me. It was weird.
So yeah, you're hitting left to attack and to move, left mouse click, and then you the another big thing is that they had the loot system. That was kind of what they added. So like you had the breastplate of lightning, thunder, whatever. That indicated like what the stats were on a piece of armor, and they were all generated by the game. And I think it gets even more ridiculous in the second one, as you mentioned in the third one.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is like a loot based game. You're going on runs so that you can find better loot.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you might consider it to be a little grindy, but it's honestly not. I've had so much fun every time I play this game. We're actually playing Diablo 2 back around Thanksgiving. We like still picked that game back up around Thanksgiving, and we're doing like a hardcore run through all the way. We did normal, we did nightmare, now we're on hell act 5 or something, and we kind of just, holidays got in the way or whatever, but that game held up so well. I still go back to it all these years later. Diablo 1 I will never go back to.
It's very simple, right? So what's the difference between Diablo 1 to you and Diablo 2?
There are just certain mechanics that just don't seem fully polished, or I guess getting someone to Diablo 2, having to go back to Diablo 1, things just feel a little clunkier, I guess, like not really being able to run around in the town was one of the most basic things that so frustrating to do.
Well, so when they had the expansion Hellfire that came out, it allowed you to run
throughout. Oh, I didn't play Hellfire. I only played the original. I was going to go back and play Hellfire later on, though.
Yeah, when I played through it this time, I went to GOG,
goodoldgames.com,
and I purchased a copy of this, which is available to you. And it comes with, there's like an enhanced edition that comes with Hellfire.
I think it was $9.
Yeah,
something like that with the expansion.
Yeah,
so I was like, yeah, why not? I'll do it.
So I played it with Hellfire on.
Okay, that's cool. I want to go back and kind of see if it alleviates any frustration with some of that. But I do think also the other point, I did not realize you could save right away. I made it all the way down to level 5, died, and I just put the game down for another 2 weeks. Then you told me, you were like, you wanted to do the pod, and I was like, all right, I'll get back into it. And I swear to God, I did not know you could save in that game.
Or that you had to save?
Or that you had to keep on saving,
you're not used to playing the old games.
Exactly, yeah. Or it's been so long since I played a game like that.
Yeah, you have to like constantly keep on saving.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I did that a lot. I mean, when I play these old games, like a Doom or this game,
yeah,
I'm like going around every corner and I'm like hitting the menu and getting saved. I'm like, I know something's gonna happen around here. If I go down every a level time, I'm like, whew, and hit save.
Yep. Yeah, I think it was also part of doing a hardcore run in Diablo 2 recently, where I just wasn't even thinking about anything. The only objective is to not die at that point.
Yeah.
So that was the big thing for me. I was just playing it like that. So I didn't even look. So shame on me, I guess, for a way to save the game.
Yeah. So,
but yeah.
People out there who are playing this game and playing old retro PC games, just remember that you need to hit menu and then save. And sometimes they'll have the quick save button and you'll be like, wow, this is the future. But they don't. And I don't think this game has the quick save button.
No, I don't think it did. Thank you.
So yeah, there's 16 levels, and it starts you in a church, and you have to go through each floor, clear out all the floors, and get to the bottom, which is hell, where Diablo, his lair is there. So a little bit of backstory. So this game was developed by Blizzard North. They previously made the NFL Quarterback Club series, 95 and 96 in particular, and Justice League Task Force for the Genesis, which was a fighting game, League fighting game.
I don't know if I played that one.
For Genesis. It was bad. So they worked on a lot of bad games. Like, NFL Quarterback Club's games were pretty bad as well.
Fair enough.
So this was their first big game after Blizzard purchased them and renamed them to Blizzard North. They were previously known as Condor. The guy who made this, his name's David Brevik, previously also worked on NBA Jam.
Oh,
and it kind of looks a little maybe like NBA Jam, just the character sprites a little bit.
Yeah, I could definitely see that, actually. That's a really good point. I never connected that before.
This game was made originally, too, for the 3DO. Are you familiar with the 3DO?
No.
System by Panasonic back in the 90s?
I am not.
I don't think it was made by Panasonic. I think Panasonic made a console. So a guy, the CEO of EA, I forget his name, left EA, Electronic Arts, in the mid-90s after he built up Madden and NHL.
Right.
And he made a big name. Uh-huh. And he launched a company that was going to make a game console by the name of 3DO. And so he had a lot of relations with different developers who tried to get them on board. Ended up being that the console was priced too high, so they couldn't sell a lot.
Okay.
But it had really cutting edge graphics for the time. It was CD based. Sure. It's one of the first CD based. Kind of the thing that they did was different was they licensed the consoles to be made by different companies.
Oh, okay.
So instead of, and they'd make all their money on the licensing of the software is what their idea was, which was different from anything at the time. So you had Panasonic 3DOs, you had Quasar was a company, made 3DO consoles. They had various different console models that were made by different electronics manufacturers, which is interesting.
But then you had, if the 3DO games could be played on any console, or did you have to buy? Okay.
Yeah, they could be played on any console. Then, So this game was supposed to be on 3DO, but because 3DO failed, they moved it to PC.
PC Master Race.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so the guy who made this too, so he was previously, his name's David Brevik, as I mentioned. He previously worked on NBA Jam, and he saw the NHL series.
Okay.
The Genesis and Super Nintendo NHL series. Mm-hmm. And he saw that it was an easy way to pick up and play sports games. So he wanted to incorporate that concept into an RPG, which is how he came up with Diablo.
Okay.
And it was originally planned to be turn-based, but because they wanted to be more pick up and play, and because in the mid-90s, RPGs were pretty dead until Final Fantasy VII.
Fair.
They just weren't selling. So, Final Fantasy VI, I don't think sold 1 million copies in the U.S.
FF7 is the one that got me into RPGs, honestly. Right.
So they couldn't find a publisher, so they made it more action-oriented. That's why they came up with this.
Okay. Yeah. That's really interesting, actually. I mean, the combat is essentially the point-and-click combat we were talking about before, too. It's the same into Diablo 2, there's just more you can do,
right?
I guess, in Diablo 2 with what they
added.
There's
more classes too, right?
Yeah, they were 5 in the base game, and then they added 2 more with the expansion to Diablo 2.
So there's 3 in...
Yeah, just the 3.
What is it? There's the hunter with the bow and arrow. There's the
warrior, rogue, and sorcerer, or mage, or whatever.
Yeah, and then the hellfire added a monk.
Oh, that's cool. Ooh, I kind of want to play that one now.
Yeah.
Was that just your fists? Or...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's just brawly. Played as the warrior.
Okay,
I started a sorcerer run, and then I was nope.
Way too hard.
Yeah, I just want to click buttons and make stuff die.
I could see, because you can do multiplayer on this as well, I could see doing a mage, one person is the mage, and then you have 2 warriors and a rogue or something.
Yeah.
I think you go up to 4 people. I could see maybe doing that, but you cannot solo this game as a mage.
I think you can. It's just you have to manage your shields.
Yeah. Or I guess, I cannot. I guess. Yeah. Better way to put it. I went through as the rogue myself, which was kind of hard enough because you're made of glass for a little while. Get some more armor, though. Later on, you're good. And being able to shoot from a distance was pretty solid, too.
Right.
I definitely did the whole kiting, funnel people into a doorway, and then just I'll take
that's
hits from
strategy,
the first guy,
right?
And just keep going.
So,
yeah,
the strategy is you just get people in a doorway and you just beat them one by one.
Yeah, exactly.
So
not much else you can do.
You go down 1 through 16 levels and you just beat on guys as they walk through doors.
Yeah. I will say once I explored full levels, like I started out finding stairs and like, okay, I'll explore a little bit around here, but like, you know, screw it. I want to keep on going. Let's go. Once I went back and started exploring more, the frustration of not having many town portals and having to run all the way back up, I realized there were some of those shortcuts that you had to go back up
every four or five levels.
Yeah. So like that definitely made it easier, but that was a big frustration when I first played it too. Yeah. Just again, shame on me. I should have just started clearing floors a little bit more. But
so what I did, I killed every guy on every floor.
Yeah, that I went back and started doing that too after we were talking about it.
And it makes it a little bit easier. But I think the only real hard area that I got to was when you get to hell in the last couple of levels, mm-hmm. you really have to like stand by the door and there's just like waves of guys who come at you.
Yeah.
Kill one guy, exit, go get a million potions. Kill another guy, exit, go get a million potions.
Oh my God.
It's like over and over again. And I finally did it, but it was like, Jesus Christ. It becomes a grind when you get there.
Yeah. I made it to 11. So everything started to be lit on fire and there was a couple of lava pits here and there, but yeah.
I was like getting to the last guy, Diablo. Uh-huh. I saw him and I was like, oh shit, I paused it. I was like, okay, I see him there.
Save.
I save. I go, I actually went and left and I stocked up on all these potions. And I was like, oh, this guy's going to be tough. I know he's going to be tough. I just get down there and I go up to him and I like hit him like three times and he just dies. I was like, oh, I'm like, fucking, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh man. And yeah, I needed to see it through the end. I feel like at that point you must've had some pretty solid gear though.
Yeah.
The legendary stuff.
Yeah. Or... And like, I think the big thing with him is he can evade you really easily. So if you click on him and you click to attack, if you don't have a good enough, what is it? Dexterity is a stat.
Yeah.
And you'll miss. But I had like 150 dexterity, 150%.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it was like going to hit no matter what.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's nice. Yeah. Nice.
It was like 150% chance to hit is what it was. It was like ridiculous. And then, you have strength, magic, dexterity, and vitality. That's it. It's all your statistics.
I wonder if it'd be harder to face him as a rogue then, because there's also the collision mechanics of it too. You can shoot an arrow, and if something moves out of the way, the arrow doesn't just like drag along on its own. It will miss if the person walks away. So I wonder if it might
be harder.
That
guy's super slow though.
Oh, is he? Yeah, okay.
He's incredibly slow.
Okay. So. Maybe just get up a little closer then.
Yeah. So you start off at the cathedral, you go down to the catacombs, then you're in the caves, and then you go to hell. Hell is the last area.
Right.
I didn't realize before this game, coming into this game, because I feel like I watched somebody play like when I was a little kid, but I never really played this game.
Sure.
I never realized that takes place around one town.
Yeah, Tristram. Yeah.
It's all below the town.
Yeah.
And I thought there were more characters than what they're...
Same
is, but there's only like that handful of characters in that town.
Yeah,
and you like run into a couple characters when you're diving through the depths, and I guess there's some optional side stuff.
I found a couple of those. I wasn't sure exactly what to do on one of them though, so I kind of just forgot about it, to be honest.
But. So the way the side quests work is each run it's random, but there's only like a dozen or less than that. Might be like half a dozen side quests.
Okay.
And you only get like one or two in each run. So I got the butcher, which is what most people get.
I got the butcher the first one. Yeah.
There's the magic rock. There's Ogden's sign, which is like a tavern sign you have to find.
Okay.
There's Valor. There's the Throne of Bone one.
Okay.
And there's a black mushroom that you find. I think you used to mention that you got that one.
Yeah, I got the black mushroom one, yeah. Or at least in one of my run-throughs I did, yeah.
Yeah. There's two final quests. One, you have to kill Archbishop Lazarus, mm-hmm. and then you have to kill Diablo. Those are the ones that are always present.
Okay.
As is the Chamber of Bone, which you can find. I think it's usually in like the second, the catacombs. You can find, right. It's just something you find.
Right.
But yeah, there's just random like items that you'll find and you have to take them back to town and somebody will be like, oh, that's a black mushroom. If you go back down, try to find this.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't really add much. They don't give you anything. They give you some good piece of equipment.
Yeah, I think the two times I did, I had already had better equipment than what they gave me anyway, which was kind of a bummer.
And then you just sell it and you get like 10,000 gold and you're like, sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I did like, even though, like you said, it's all that one town, I do like how in Diablo 2, you go back to Tristram in the first act.
Is there more towns in Diablo 2?
So you have your encampment. And then there are definitely more areas in Diablo 2 where like you have really expansive maps. Each act, there are four acts and then a fifth one with the expansion. So you're starting your own like encampment or town or city or whatever. That's where you have all your vendors and everything, similar, I guess, to Diablo 1 in that sense. But and you can go out like a different direction whenever the map loads or whatever, and you're finding all these different areas, different dungeons to go down. You're going to, in Act 1, you have to go to Old Tristram, which is destroyed now, and Griswold, who is the like the blacksmith guy, the smithy in Diablo 1, he's this like big boss that you have to actually fight. And people do like Griswold runs and like the meta or whatever to grind out more gear and stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And then you see like Wurt, the kid with the that was chilling off on the side across like the little stream back behind the rocks. You see, you find his peg leg, and that's an item. And that's how you actually unlock the cow level in Diablo 2, the secret level. So it was really cool to see all the different characters like in their zombified forms or whatever.
Right.
When you go back. So I thought that was a nice touch.
That's nice. Yeah, so we mentioned that there's a Hellfire expansion, added monks. There's an additional four levels that I didn't do for that Hellfire expansion. But
so it goes down to 20?
Yeah.
Then? Okay.
Yeah. And there's some additional quests, but none. I don't think any side quests. It's more so in the last four levels.
Okay.
Blizzard North, the people who made this, closed after Diablo 2, which they also made, because Blizzard was disappointed in the direction of Diablo 3's development.
Really?
Yeah, so Diablo 3 has like really crazy story about how it was developed. It was developed by one company. Blizzard saw what they were doing and was like, no, we don't want to do that. And they were like, well, we want to do it. And so they just closed down the studio.
Huh.
And then they moved the development to another developer, which started over from scratch.
From scratch, wow.
Because Diablo 3 was originally supposed to come out in the early to mid-aughts.
Yeah.
Then it came out in 2012, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. There was a long gap. I remember that, yeah.
So they were trying to make something for a very long time, but it just didn't work.
Actually, I don't know if I realized that. I didn't know they had a studio that they shut down halfway through their project. That's nuts.
Bill Roper, who was one of the people who I think the director of this game, he would go on to be the design director for Star Trek Online.
Oh, cool.
Did you ever play that game?
I messed around with it a little bit. I think I was a little out of my element when I started playing it.
Not a big Star Trek fan?
I mean, not the biggest. Like, I haven't seen all the episodes of the show. I've seen probably the more famous ones, but right. I've seen all like the movies. Like my uncle used to take me to go see the movies, but I never really got into the show as much.
Right.
Until Jean-Luc Picard. And then I would watch it occasionally. I was never like every week I must have it. I never bought the DVDs or anything.
Me and my dad would watch it back in the day. But,
oh, that's cool.
Did you play Diablo 3? I'm assuming you did.
Yes. I played the crap out of that game.
So in 2016, Diablo 3 received a patch called The Darkening of Tristram. Tristram, which was the recreates the original game with 16 level dungeon and bosses.
I never actually did that.
Yeah, it is something that exists in Diablo 3.
I'm gonna have to check that out. It's been a while since I've picked up Diablo. I've actually picked up Diablo 2 more times than I've picked up Diablo 3 since I stopped playing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, Diablo 2 is like probably. It seems like I got to get to it, but it seems like people really love that game.
Yeah, please do. And when let me know.
I have played. I think I've played it. I like dicked around in it, but never really like put my head down and been like, I want to beat this game.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's a game that I'd want to play with other people too.
The multiplayer makes that game for sure.
Yeah.
To be able to have, which is something I hated about Diablo 3. The party size was 8 in Diablo 2. In 3, they brought it down to 4.
So there's like parties. There's a limit.
Yeah, yeah. So you essentially make a room, a game room, and whoever starts it is like that's the setting of that game. So if you've only made it so far, or if you already made it farther than other people, they can't like go back and do quests because you've already done them in that game. So things like that. But you had 7 different classes in Diablo 2 with an 8 person party cap. So we would have LAN parties where we would try to beat D2 in one night.
Yeah.
And every single person would pick a different class, made it so much more fun.
Did you guys beat it in one night?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
How long is that game?
So we didn't do everything. We were like kind of speed running through it.
Try to get through it to get through it.
I think we did it in probably like 11 or 12 hours.
Yeah.
I want to say.
I've watched some speed runs on like ADGQ.
And yeah.
Or AGDQ and all those SGDQ, yep. All those ones. But yeah, I've never played it. I've dick around it. I've never like really gotten through it.
Yeah, it's definitely fun. I was pissed that Diablo 3 ended up capping it at 4, and you had so many more classes than that because you can't have like one of each and just see how it all comes together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like it's wild towards the end game.
Yeah.
A lot of shit happening on screen in 3.
Yeah.
And in 2.
Kind of in
and
both, in actually. Two, yeah.
I mean, 1 has... Once you get down to the last couple levels and there's like a million of those like Death Knight type dudes all around you, it gets like, what is happening? There's just so much happening on screen. And then you have like the succubi throwing shit at you at the same time.
I'm surprised computers back then could keep up with it. Yeah. I guess like my computer just did fine. There was a lot going on.
But yeah.
I'm thinking about the computer I had before, like when I, like my first PC to really game with. I don't know if it would have really handled it at that point.
Yeah. I mean, like, I played Civilization 2 and 3 back then, and those games used to slow down, then chug if you had, like, a million different... Played, like, a huge game with a million different civs.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But we get to our rankings. So, first off, we should mention, too, that this is a listener request. We're finally getting to it.
Oh!
This was a requested game by a listener.
Okay, well... I'm sorry, listener.
It was way back in December when they requested this. Or actually, it might have been November. It's been a while.
And then we started playing, I think, in December was when we were messing around with it.
Yeah. I beat it in December.
I did not. Yeah, that's my fault. It's still installed, though. I will go beat this game, I swear.
Well, you don't have to now. I just realized, just to go over some things of this game. This game won Game of the Year by Computer Gaming World in 1996.
Cool.
GameSpot CRPG, best CRPG in 1996. GameSpot also chose Diablo as one of their best games of all time in 2005. Game Informer chose Diablo as number 20 on their best RPGs of all time in 2018.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Indeed. Sometimes I feel like when people make the list like that, they have like one that they put in to symbolize the entire series.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's the case with this.
I was going to say I would put D2 in there if that's what we really need.
Yeah. Yeah. I think like the main difference between this, so D2 is just way more expansive, it sounds like from you.
Right, yeah.
And then it has way more ways you can interact with the world through classes and spells. And it's got way varied environments and enemy design and the ability to do multiplayer was a game changer.
For sure.
So like Diablo 2 seems it's going to go a lot higher on this list.
I think... When we do that pod, yeah, for sure. I think that's going to happen.
So where do you see this as a landing spot, Diablo 1, on our list? Which right now, again, you can find a link to this list on the podcast description. It's our Medium page. And it goes from number 1, Super Mario 64, to number 66, Jurassic Park Trespasser. You can also find it. We'll link it on our Twitter at It's So Bad Pod as well. You can find it in a lot of different places. If you're listening to this, though, podcast description is probably the easiest place for you to find this list.
Nice.
So where does it go? Our 67th entry.
I mean, I'm just like scrolling through, remembering where we're at on some of these, and I'm seeing so many games that I cannot put this above.
So like
if we pick a range, maybe we can narrow it down.
So let's look at like comparable stuff, right?
Okay.
So stuff that like came out in 1997 or stuff that was on the PC. So right there you've got Theme Hospital at number 42, came out in 1997, was on the PC.
Yep.
I think this game is a better, more interesting game and more influential game than Theme Hospital as well. Hexen right above it, which is a PC game that came out in 1995. I think this is a better game and more influential. Do we want to jump any further up? I'm looking at this just to see. There's like Call of Duty is a PC game that came out in 2003.
Yeah.
I don't, like there's games around that that I don't think that Diablo is better than.
I can't put this over Ninja Gaiden.
No.
Yeah,
no,
like no. That. Like, there's a wall right there.
I wouldn't put it over Luigi's Mansion because Luigi's Mansion is a really good craft experience.
You're right. Let's work our way down then.
I actually think like a good spot for this would be between Luigi's Mansion and Spider-Man 2.
You think it's better than Spider-Man 2?
Spider-Man 2 has some like severely frustrating moments.
Fair enough. I guess this game's legacy seems a little bit.
Yeah. It's got a bigger legacy than Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
I would also say like I was never super frustrated with this game.
Right.
Like I never hit a wall where I was like, oh, I'm dying so repeatedly because of something that's happening in the game, some way that they piss poor designed this. Because this is a very well designed game.
It is.
It's just like hurts your finger because you're pressing the same button. And it gets kind of
index finger so strong.
It gets kind of samey, but it's not like okay. I think Luigi's Mansion is a better experience because it's more crafted. Like Diablo definitely. Is, again, we didn't mention this, but all the level designs change every time you run through it. So it's, what do you call that? Procedurally generated.
Right.
So it's not as crafted an experience. And I don't think they got that really down, that like generation down until Diablo 2, Diablo 3.
Yeah, definitely. That makes a lot of sense, actually. I feel like, yeah, I think you're right. Most of my frustrations with the game were just loving Diablo 2 so much and then going back to this one.
Right.
I'm like, I wish they could have just done this the right way, or in my opinion, the right way.
Whereas I get super frustrated with the controls and Pilotwings. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think a good spot for this would be like a number 36, unless you want to.
I was thinking right under Pilotwings.
So sell me on Pilotwings. Why you like Pilotwings better than Diablo?
I haven't played Pilotwings in ages. The pod you guys did for that one though kind of brought me back to it a lot.
Music's really good in that game.
I know, and I think like the nostalgia of it, it might be kind of stopping me from going above it.
I hate the controls in that game so much.
I had so much fun playing that. Like I played it at my cousin's house when I was so young. Like I just have only good memories about that game. And maybe that's just because I was so young. I don't know, but I mean since I haven't played Pilotwings recently, I would put it at 36 above Pilotwings and shift them down.
All right,
I would do that.
Let's do that. I think that's good. I think anything like from below Pilotwings, it gets into like the area where you think that it's like subjective if you think it's good.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
Because like everything, like I think Luigi's Mansion is a pretty good game, but it gets more. Objectively good as you go up towards from there.
Yeah.
And I
no,
think that's
I
the
agree.
Whole point of a ranking.
I agree. Okay, I'm down with that.
Okay,
number 36 it is.
Let's do that. Let's add it as our new number 36 game, Diablo, not to be confused with its sequel. Diablo 2 and Diablo 3, but those will be games for another period, as we are striving to add every video game ever to our endless list of video games.
We'll get there one day.
And Encore, thank you so much for joining me on this podcast. We did it. We thanks. Officially did it.
Thanks for having me, man.
It's I can't believe that it actually happened. But it happened.
Mike's doing this because I've been pushing this off for so long. We were planning on doing this pretty much immediately after the listener recommended it. We both bought this game.
Yeah.
And Mike's been giving me shit.
I'm always very excited for listener requests. So if you do have them, you can email us at it's so bad with two S's. itssobad@gmail.com. Also, you can direct message us on the Twitter at itssobadpod. Or the email is at itssobadpod@gmail.com. So I effed up on that. So itssobadpod@gmail.com is the email. I'm just going to edit that out.
There you go. If we get another listener request, I promise, I guarantee I will play it within 2 to 3 weeks.
I doubt it.
I'm promising it right now. everyone else in the podcast crew will definitely call me out on it.
In our group,
and I guarantee it.
In our group chat, Matt was suggesting that we do Return to Castle Wolfenstein, which was the other listener request that he emailed us in that request.
Oh, okay. Oh, it was a two-parter. Okay.
Yeah, and he was like, let's do it. Let's start today and then see if we can beat it before Encore records that pod. And I was like, we might be able to.
All right, I'm not going to let it happen again. We're gonna get it done.
Encore's like a unicorn. He appears once a millennium, and it's great. But nevertheless, thank you, Encore, for coming on. I hope you're enjoying Monster Hunter World, which is another game that kind of reminds me of Diablo in terms of its loot. It's definitely influenced by Diablo.
Yeah, it can get very...
looty.
Yeah, it's very looty.
But nevertheless, thank you for coming on.
And, thanks, man.
We'll be back next week with another episode, maybe. Who knows? I only have two in the can, so we'll see. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.